Some fun? Yeah? Go ahead. Okay, let's run through the Gemara first. Pick up what we can, and then we'll try to track back and see whether there are certain patterns in the basic sheet does. Okay. Go ahead. Ayin base, Amid base. Ishmar, go ahead. Okay, so immediately we have to ask ourselves the question, okay, we're being introduced to the concept of misasek. Number one, we have to ask ourselves where this comes from, that we're going to elaborate on more fully, namely, is there a makar for this, or is it a svara? If there is a makar, is it a makar of kol ha'tara kula, or is it a makar of hilchos Shabbos, or are there two makaros? If there are two makaros, again, what is the relationship if there are two issues in misasek? This, of course, is the big questions. Is there more than one type of misasek, and what is the nature of each of the types? Or if there's only one integrated misasek, what is the nature of that single misasek? These are questions that come up immediately. In terms of the machlokas between Abaye and Rabba, Eitan, so that too raises certain questions. Go ahead. Well, what question does it raise? There's a dispute between Abaye and Rava that you just read, right? What? Right. So, and of course, that affects the controversial case too. Right. That's what's the machlokas just generally between Rashi and Tosas. So basically, the question you could formulate it in the following way. According to, it seems to be machlokas between Abaye and Rava. That's clear. The question is, what is the case? And it could be that the question of what the case is a quantitative, technical question, or it could be that it will have bearing on the argument between Abaye and Rava, each or both, right? Correct? So if you have to, so according to Rashi, what are the components? Let's start with Abaya. What are the components of Abaya according to Rashi? What's the case? Niskavein lahagbia es atalush v'chatach es amechubar. Correct? That the Gemara says. Not giving anything away there. Okay. And what are the ingredients according to Rashi? Okay. Good. Meaning, but what are the ingredients? So good. The case of Rashi is a case where he was miskaven to pick up the sakin, and he ended up cutting the mechubar. So this, in addition to everything else, there's a mistake about the chepta. Right, whereas that's Rashi's view, and according to Bali Tosas,
that you're miskaven
to pick up the talush, and it turns out to be mechubar. So it's miskaven lahagbia. Davar talush, the davar zeh nimtza mechubar, in which case not only is it nimtza mechubar, but it's also nimtza shelo higbia ela chatach. Correct? Okay. So according to, again, so according to Rashi, what are the components here? If you had to define the case. You're not intending to do malacha, meaning you're niskavin laheter velo leiser. That's component number one. That's discrepancy number one. Number two, you were niskavin to one cheftza and you ended up with another. And discrepancy number three, according to Abaya, I just gave it away. What? No. According to Abaye, the third discrepancy that is necessary from the sasek is a discrepancy in the pu'ula. Right? Now, according to Rashi's reading of Abaye, really there are three elements in this classic case of niskavein lahagbia es atalush v'chata chasamachubar, there are really three, you just have to break it down, there are three components according to Rashi's reading, correct? One is niskaven leheter ba'avar ba'asa iser. Now we're not sure if all these three are necessary components for misaseg, but this, if you look at the case, at least that's always a point of departure, right? Let's analyze the classic case, see what it has, and then we'll see whether we can extrapolate to other cases. So point number one is there's a discrepancy between he wants to do a maisa heter, he ends up doing a maisa iser. He wants to do a maisa on one chefza, according to Rashi, he ends up doing a maisa on another chefza. He also wants to do one kind of pu'ula, and he ends up doing a second type of pu'ula. And that's three elements, right, three discrepancies between his intended performance and what took place. Do you agree or not? You seem hesitant. Even from all the way back here, seems like you're less than... what's the problem? Oh, okay, you agree. Okay. So that's according to Rashi's reading of Abaya. According to Tosis's reading of Abaya, what do you have? Only two points of discrepancy, right? You have the distinction between Heter and Iser, and you have the distinction between Hagbah and Chaticha. But as for the Shinui Bechefza, that you do not have. Correct?
Yeah.
Now, what motivated Tosis, very briefly? Yeah, now the implication is, if you hold that it's a case, if you hold like Rashi, then had it been a case where there was no, discrepancy between Iser or the Heter, it seems like the Kul Alma, that would not constitute Misasek, even though there is a discrepancy in the Chefetza, and that's against Rav Nachman Shmuel's position in Krisis. And since Tosis is very committed to that view, namely to the view that Rav Nachman Shmuel is also Misasek, therefore Tosis thinks it's incorrect. And what about Rashi? We'll get back to this, but what about Rashi? What will he answer to this? Again, Shmuel? Not the same kind of Misasek, or does he agree with... Tosis also doesn't think it's the same kind of Misasek, do they? Right. No, Tosis says... Eitan? Tosa says that there are two types of misasek. Right? That's the whole theory of Tosis. We have it in our Tosis here, Dibra Maskel Miskaven, which we'll read in just a minute. Also in Dibra Maskel El Lav Resha Babarazara on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Again on Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Again in Shavua Staf Yates and in Krisus and in Sanhedrin. All over the place. Right? All over Shas. Tosis has this theory about there being two types of misasek. Since there are two types of misasek, and both of them are patur, right, one in Kol HaTorah Kula, the other in Shabbos, so therefore Tosis doesn't like the conclusion of Rashi. The question is, does Rashi have to agree with Tosis's conclusion? So what are you saying about that? Rashi holds there's only one type of misasek. How do you know that? Well, you don't only know it from here. Where do you know it from? Alan? Rashi increases, both on Yud Tes Amud Aleph and on Yud Tes Amud Beis. What does Rashi say there? Exactly. That Abaya and Rava do not agree with Shmuel. Or Rabbi Eliezer at least doesn't agree with Shmuel. And Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Ba'a Pratel Misasek, that's the source of this halacha. Okay, do you have it in front of you? If you don't mind, the two Rashis. Right, one is Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Go ahead.
Let's say a little.
So Tosa says, so Rashi says explicitly that Rav Nachman and Rabbi Eliezer, both Pratim Misasek, are mutually exclusive. But for this Rashi alone, you don't know necessarily that there's a rejection of Shitas Rav Nachman. It could just be that the argument between them is about the Makar, whether it's Malach Samachshavis Asr Torah or Ba Pratim Misasek, although even that would probably carry with it significant repercussions, since Malach Samachshavis Asr Torah is a din in Hefa Shabbos, and Ba Pratim Misasek, on the surface at least, is a din in Kol HaTorah Kula, whenever there's a Chiyuv Chatas, right? But Rashi doesn't yet say that we disagree with the conclusion of Shmuel, correct? That Rashi saves till the Yud Tesum at Beis. Go ahead. Achid Rabbi Yeshua Mechayiv, right? Go ahead. Oh, so here Rashi does agree that the issue between them is not just one of the makar, but that the scope of Malachas Machsheves is going to be different than Ba Prat L'Misasek. Not only the question of Kol Torah Kula limited to Shabbos, but also what would be included in Misasek. But either way, according to Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer, which includes Abaye, Barava, Bra, Ba, Prat L'Misasek, and Rav Nachman, are mutually exclusive. So the question that Tosis raises against Rashi here, which is, oh, it's implicit that if you interpret Abaye and Rava in this way, right, that you are then likely to end up disagreeing with Rav Nachman, and how can you do that? As it happens, it's not an issue for Rashi. Okay, so that's point number one. Point number two is that whatever the motivation, and that itself is important, though, the motivation is important, but the effect of the debate between Rashi and Tosis is equally important. In what sense, Eitan? What caused Tosis to conclude that we must be, or that we can eliminate the factor of a discrepancy in the Chefetza, in the case of Misasek, happens to be his general view about Misasek. Right? But there are certain results or consequences, repercussions to taking that position, possibly. Namely, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosis and how to interpret a Abaye v'Rava may be a machlokas about how you integrate Asher Ba, Prat L'Misasek, and Malach Smachsheves, but it also may also be about, or at least may affect, what other issue? I'm sorry? Yeah. The relationship between Shogeg and Misasek, which is a very, very critical issue in the sugya as well. Again, objectively, it has to be a critical issue because, it's Misasek seems to be on the border of Shogeg. We have Mezid, we have Shogeg, we have Misasek. Anything that's on any border requires clarification. On a practical level and on a conceptual level. We need to know what are the differences between the cases of Misasek and Shogeg, and whether or not there's a conceptual gap between them. So as it turns out, the debate between Rashi and Tosis, on the one hand, reflects the question of Misasek in Hilchos Shabbos versus Kol HaTorah Kula, Ba and Malachas Machsheves, and at the very same time, right, it also impacts on the gap between Shgaga and Misasek. In other words, according to Rashi, the gap between Misasek and Shgaga, Lamaisa at least, is greater. Because there's a gap of the discrepancy in terms of Chiyuv and Ptur. There's a discrepancy in terms of Cheftzas. Right? And there's also a discrepancy in terms, according to Abaya, in Maisa. And maybe not Rav. We'll get to Rav in just a second. Whereas according to Bali Tosis, one of these elements is eliminated. According to Bali Tosis, the Chiyuv and the Ptur aspect may still be in play, Although, here you might argue that the gap between shogeg and misasek can be attacked from another point of view as well. In other words, number one, what we're pointing out is that the ingredients of misasek are different for Rashi and Tosfos for whatever reason. That may create, right, a different relationship to shkaga. At the same time, the very fact that the Bali Tosfos, as opposed to Rashi, accept niskavim lachtoch mechubar zeh v'chatoch mechubar acher as a misasek, even if it is the misasek of Malachas Machsheves Asr Torah, not the misasek of Ba, proper misasek, right, may also reflect on the relationship between shogeg and misasek. Correct? In what way, Eitan? Now, as I'm saying, the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos starts out being about the relationship of Ba, Prat Misasek, and Melech Machsheves Asr Torah. It ends up creating de facto, right, an extra discrepancy for Rashi that doesn't exist for Tosfos, which may end up being just quantitative, but may also be qualitative in the discrepancy between Shgaga and Misasek. But I'm pointing out that in addition to that, we also have to integrate the motivating factor into that issue. Namely, Tosfos believes that Misasek also refers to a case where there's not even a discrepancy between Chiyuv and Ptur, but simply Lo Ala Machshavto. It's quite possible that that too figures in or only works well if you have a certain perspective on the relationship between Shkaga and Misasek. So then it turns out that both elements here are relevant to that question. Is that clear? Okay. So this is what Machlokas Rashi tells us. As for Abaya and Rava, there are questions to raise in Abaya and Rava too. One is, Eitan, go ahead, since you have the ball, as they say. Do they say that? Yeah, he says yes. Okay. What's the question to raise about Abaya and Rava? Again, the question Rashi and Tosfos we've raised. We don't know the answers fully yet, but we have at least some, we've identified some of the issues and we have an inkling as to the direction we're going to possibly take. What about Abaya and Rava? What? Well, there's definitely a discrepancy between Abaya and Rava. What's the question that we have to ask? Again, it's hard to hear. Is the machlokas between Abaya and Rava just a very narrow argument evaluating A or certain types of cases? But basically, they agree about the requirements of misasek. It's one possibility. Or, you could take it a step further, they disagree about the requirements of misasek, but again, it's a quantitative argument about where to draw the line. They don't disagree about the concept of misasek, they disagree about the ingredients, but for technical reasons, again. Or, third possibility, they certainly argue about the ingredients, but the reason that they argue about the ingredients is because they have different perspectives about what misasek is. Or another way to say that might be what the relationship between misasek and shkaga is, how much of a discrepancy must exist between misasek and shkaga. So to put that in more concrete terms, Simcha, to put it in more concrete terms, what do I mean by this?
Abaye says that he seems to say that you need to have intentions or different actions.
Excellent. Correct. That's Abaye's assumption.
Right. Which, that's his requirement from the Abaye.
What's he also assuming?
When you're reviewing, Makate a Tolish is not different enough.
Correct.
Abaye could say, yes, it is. Doing something, the is attached, the fact that it's not attached is two different things, two different actions. But you're right, we need two different actions.
Excellent.
Or you say, no, we need, you know, two different actions is not enough. I need a difference between, say, wanting to do the malacha.
Chiyuv and tur.
Or a luckily significant action, and, you know, and not.
Yeah, or you could go even further. The one step further is how you view the nature of the chisaron in the sasa.
Right. You want to say that chisaron is not even categorized, not even as a maisa. You're more likely to say a bias approach.
Excellent. So then there could end up being a qualitative discrepancy between Abai and Rava as to what Misasek is all about. Okay, so just to sum up what Simcha said, Abai says that you need the discrepancy not only in Chiyuv and Ptur, and according to Rashi, let's say, in one Chepsa to the other, but you also need a discrepancy in the Pu'ula that you're attempting to accomplish and the Pu'ula that you end up doing. That's the difference between Lahagbiya and Lahachtoch. But that is because Abai definitely also assumes that choteich es hamechubar and choteich es hatalush are, for all intents and purposes, either the same action completely, or at least the discrepancy between them is not enough. They're similar enough. The question is, what point does Rava dispute? So, minimally, one could say that, you know, if it had been only about this particular case, especially, one could say that the argument between Rava and Abaya is not about Misasek in its concept, it's not even about Masasek in its ingredients. Even Rava requires that there be a discrepancy in the Maisa. The argument between them is a very fascinating issue, but a very narrow one. Namely, is Chatichas Mechubar and Chatichas Talush the same Maisa or not? Physically, to the untrained, unhalachic eye, it looks like it's the same action. Right? But the fact is that in one case you're involved in Oker Dava Migidulo, and in the other case you're not. You're just chopping something up. In one case you're involved in creating, you know, a status of metalpolin or talush, right? In the other case you're not creating anything. So one could have argued that the debate between Abai and Rava, not only is it not a debate about the nature and scope of Misasek, the discrepancy between Misasek and Shogeg, but it's a very, very localized, narrow argument, albeit an important one, as I say, about Maisim. How to define certain mice. Everybody agrees you require discrepancy. Is there a discrepancy? Chatichas mechubar v'talush. Now, the fact is that it's hard to say this in the narrowest way. Why? Why is it hard to say it, Simcha? In the most narrow way, it's hard to say it because of which Gemara?
Sorry?
Yeah, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara extends the argument to? Zorik Shnayim V'Arba, Zorik Lushus HaRabim, Zorik Lushus HaYachid. Correct. So it's hard to say that the Machlokas is only about whether you view Chatichas Mechubar V'Chatichas Talush as being the equivalent of Hagbah V'Chaticha. But one still could suggest Simcha, what you did suggest, which is that it's a little bit of a broader argument. Namely, do you define Maisim when it comes to Misasek halachically or physically? Yeah. In other words, Abayah defines it physically, and Rava is the Ish Halacha here. I'm not saying that Abayah isn't, but Rava says, you know, if halachically it's, you know, in a dome, you know, Dalet Amos and Shnei Amos. And in a dome, Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Halachically, these are different activities. So the question is, again, do you define, for purposes of Misasek, what kind of definition are we talking about? Or, everybody agrees that in a dome, Hagbah and Chaticha to Chatichas Talush and Chatichas Mechubar. But everybody maybe also agrees that Chatichas Talush and Chatichas Mechubar are different from each other. The question is, in drawing the line, how big a discrepancy in the physical pa'ula, or how much of a discrepancy in pa'ulos, do you require? But any of these perspectives, basically, although again, this is a very big difference. In some cases, it's totally a local issue, narrow issue. According to the, right, as we push it further and further, it becomes an issue in misasek. How much of a physical discrepancy or a physical halachic discrepancy is required for misasek? But according to both of the perspectives, broadly speaking, there doesn't have to be any major discrepancy between Abaye and Rava in how misasek works. In other words, if you're talking about Abaye of a Rava and Rav Nachman, we could still put Abaye of a Rava together as one. Whatever internal disputes they have, they're within the family, and it's a single notion of misasek, just a question to work out the details. However, it's also possible, if we were to acknowledge, especially if we were to acknowledge, not mukhrach, let's say we were to say that Rava agrees with Abaye, that if you needed a discrepancy in terms of the Maisa, it would only be Hagbah versus Chaticha. However, the point of argument isn't to evaluate Chatichas Tolish and Chatichas Mechubar, and not even Halachic versus physical Maisim, and not even Halachic versus physical Maisim Misase. But the real argument is whether or not you need a discrepancy on the physical level. So again, one could still argue, good, but that's just a question of how much of a difference between shogeg and misasek is required. It's still quantitative. Or, here already one could begin to suggest that the argument isn't just internal. And that maybe Abaye and Rava are not a single shita. But the ena dome the ba pratla misasek of Abaye and the ba pratla misasek of Rava. Or, for that matter, maybe in terms of the limud itself, both pratim misasek applies to one, and melachas machsheves asra Torah maybe applies to the other. Okay, then already, just like we suggested, there might be differentiation between Rav Nachman and Abaye and Rava. There may also be a distinction between Abaye and Rava, two different notions of misasek. Okay, so that is something to look out for. Again, we'll sum this up. First, we're going to run through the Gemara, but then we'll sum it up in terms of some of the Rishonim. Yeah.
On the second issue of contention, Abaye himself is a little bit ambiguous. I mean, we were assuming until now that Abaye holds that it has to be a different intention for a different masik.
Right.
At least the way that the Rimi Gash formulates it, he seems to think that according to Abaye, you have to intend to perform an insignificant act, at least the
non-action.
A non-action, at least the Gabi Shabbos. I mean,
right.
Abba is obviously an action, but at least with respect to Shabbat. So that's pushing, on the second issue, Abaye himself, there's some question.
Even further, in a way. In other words, is Abaye's point that you need a discrepancy between the Maisa that you want to perform and the Maisa you end up performing? Or is Abaye even going one step beyond that?
And
saying that you need, the discrepancy has to be between doing the Maisa and not doing the Maisa.
And then
Hagbah just means the non-Maisa.
Right, and then you can really take Abaye even more extremely in terms of the conceptual issue.
Right.
I mean, then it's really easy to tell that it's not a Maisa at all.
Right. And you're saying this Dafka within Rimigash, which is very fine, because the Rimigash is one of the examples that I'm obviously hinting at. Maybe what does the Rimigash seem to do?
I mean, he reads into Abaye
that... A, he extends Abaye the way you just mentioned.
And B, he has to.
And B, he ignores Rava completely. In other words, when the Gemara says Misasek in Shavuot Daf Yud Tes, so if you look, for example, at Tosis, right, or Rashi is there as well. Most Rishonim there. So they, Abaye, Rava, whichever one, whichever Misasek, you paskin like. The Rimagash, let's read the line very quickly. Implicitly, it's not explicit. Umadrinan pratla misasek, kagon shayi misasek ba'alma, velo niskaven lemaisa ba'olam. That's what Tzvi is referring to, correctly so. Namely, his view of Abaye isn't, it's not just that you had intention for act A and not for act B. Your intention to do nothing, and you ended up doing something that's even bigger. We wouldn't have said that. I think most of us would not have said it just reading Abaye. A reading exchange between Abaye and Rava, certainly not an ayin base or base, and not even an ayin gimel and aleph. The Rimigash seems to be taking it a giant leap forward. I'm suggesting that there's a consistency in that. And that is the fact that he also only quotes, Dafka quotes, Abaya in the Gemara there. Lo niskavim b'aisa v'olam, v'lo l'maisa heter, v'lo l'maisa yisr. I mean, Hagbah isn't a maisa heter. You could say Chatichas Talush is a maisa heter, according to the Rimigash. But Hagbah is just not a maisa in Hilchos Shabbos, period. Or not a maisa, period. But all of yada maisa yisr, kagon she niskavim like b'yis atalush, v'chata chasam mechubar. So the scavin the chaticha klal, achi kasa brachmana ba klomer ad she scavin the ma'isa, kigon she scavin lachrochas atalush, shehu ma'isa heter, v'chata chasam mechubar shehu ma'isa iser. So there are two striking things about the Rimigashia. Number one is this extension of Rabaya, as we correctly noted, and the second thing is his complete ignoring of Rava. What I would like to suggest is those two things are not coincidental. Because the Rimigash understood, it's hard to know which one comes first and which one comes second. It doesn't really matter. Because the discrepancy between Abaya and Rava is total, we're dealing with two different concepts of Misasek. A Misasek in which there is no Kavana Lemaisa period, never mind mixed up Maisa, as opposed to a kavana, which is much closer to shogeg than misasek, Rava. Of course, this idea that maybe there's a discrepancy between Abai and Rava, I think is highlighted by the Rimigash, as we just noted, and I think it's also reflected at least in one other shita, possibly in two. Daniel, possibly it's reflected in the Rambam. The Rambam is very difficult in the whole sugya; it's very hard to pin down. And what do you mean by the Rambam? Correct. That's in Perek Beis, Hilchos Shgagos, Halacha Zayin. There the Rambam quotes the case of Abaya. On the other hand,
in Zayin Aleph, talks about something called Kimisase. Then he quotes the case of Rava.
Yeah. And where else?
It'll be Kimisase.
Where else does he quote Rava?
In
Hilchos Shabbos. In Perek Aleph Hilchos Shabbos and in Perek Zayin Hilchos Shgagos, both of which are Hilchos Shabbos context, because we've spent enough time on these topics to know that Perek Zayin Hilchos Shgagos in the Rambam is Hilchos Shabbos, right? In both of those contexts, the Rambam quotes Rava's Misasek. And in Perek Beis Hilchos Shgagos, Halacha Zayin, which is a universal context, one would think, although he mentions Melachas Machshavas, which is a problem, very serious problem, but there he has a bayit. Also in Pirshim Mishnayis, depends on the different maduros of the Pirshim Mishnayis, but in some maduros of the Pirshim Mishnayis, the Rambam singles out Abaya. In light of the fact that the Rimigash, we know generally the Rimigash has enormous influence over the Rambam, possibly in light of the Rimigash's extension of Abaya, A, B, his exclusion of Rava, when he quotes a neutral Gemara that just says Misasek, in light of that, is it possible that the Rambam too is impressed with the Machlokas between Abaya and Rava? But unlike the Rimigash, who is suggesting that if you paskin like Abaya, so that's the end of the story, it's possible that according to the Rambam, there really are two dinim of Misasek. But we'll get back to that. So that's one other shita. So you have the Rimigash. You have the Rambam, possibly the Rambam, and who you'll definitely have, but in a slightly different variation. Elikai? No, okay. Well, many people possibly like Rav, but that doesn't. I'm interested in the discrepancy more than anything else. Yona? Eli? Sammy? Who else? Daniel? See? I don't know. Yeah, Yoni? Very prominent recent. Eli? Eli? No? Nachum? Yaakov?
Ramban
and Shavuos, correct. I hope everybody else didn't boycott the Ramban and Shavuos. What does Ramban and Shavuos say?
So, like Tosos, he holds that there's Darshan Miskavin and Nezhan Sase.
Well, I wouldn't say Darshan Miskavin, but whatever, okay. Yeah, okay. I mean, Tosos says it that way, and I didn't hear him at all. Okay, go ahead.
And then the case of...
I mean, there's Ba Pratel Masasek, and there is Melech Mavsheva Sasor Torah.
And then when the Ramban offers a case for Ba Pratel Masasek, he offers Rav's case.
Yeah. The exact opposite, like Tosis, you said it very well, like parallel to Tosis, there are two Misaseks. That's the view of the Ramban. Different than Tosis, opposite than Tosis, in a way. Well, first different, then opposite. Different than Tosis, the distinction is not Rav Nachman and Abaye v'Rava. The distinction is, Yaakov, Abaye and Rava. Okay? And in not in the direction of the Rimigash, but in the opposite direction, and in the opposite direction of Tosas too. Namely, Abaya is, he says explicitly, is
Abaya only holds a Torah.
Abaya's Melech Smachshevas Asra Torah. And basically you don't need Ba Pratu Misasek for Abaya. Rava is where we say Ba Prat Masasek. Exact what appears to be the opposite of the conclusion of the Rimigash. Again, the Rimigash is talking about Lahalacha, possibly, probably. Wait 1 second. I'll just see if I have it here somewhere. Should charge you. Bring all these far. Must be Ramban and Shavuot somewhere. Okay. This is the Ramban in Shavuos, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. My de Kosav Nami Gavi Shabbos. He had a different girsa than we have in Rashi and Shavuos. Our Rashi and Shavuos doesn't say this, but the girsa of the Ramban in Rashi apparently was that the case of Shabbos is kigon diskavein lahagbias atalish v'chatas amechubar. This is another way of saying Abaye. Koshali, tilahai lo itzrich ba, to mishum alechas machsheves nafkalan. Can I mean an hasam? Mashein came to Shabbos, the p'tur niskaven, the potter, the p'tur niskaven like this, a kolish v'chata chasam achubar, who can ishmu, darum misasa for Shabbos, potter, alechas machsheves, asar Torah. Umfur shami bigamari, parak safek achelev, Ablezer hai ba mayavid lei, mapik lei, prat le misase, misase kama, I chalav marayos, chay shekei nena, I misase b'shabes, pshita de patur, so on. Uparkina and the rabba, mishkachas la kagon, she niskavi lach tochas atalish, vachata chasa mechubar. Pirshu, miskavi le malacha. By the way, in terms of the, this is not going to come as any great surprise, but what did we say before? That it's possible, would have been possible to explain the Machlokas Abaye v'Rava as an argument about the relationship between Hagbas Asakin and Chatichas Talush. Is there really such a discrepancy between them? In which case, the debate between Abaye v'Rava is the least important. Again, it's important, but it's not important for Masasek. It's important for Halachic Meisim and physical Meisim and so on and so forth. But if you said such a thing, you would never end up saying what the Ramban says, which is that Gufa and Abaye v'Rava, we should distinguish between Melech Machsheves Asar Torah and Ba Prat Masasek. If you're going to say that, it's only because you believe that basically they agree about the nature of the discrepancy between Hagbah and Chatichas Talush. The question is, what is the nature of Masasek such that should we care or shouldn't we care? Is it closer to Shogeg or is it more distant from it? So that's exactly what the Ramban says. According to Ramban, Pirish, Ramban Mishkachas are going to Skavin Lachnachas Atonish Vachotach Samachur, Pirish Shuhum is Skavin Lamalacha. I mean, the Ramban is saying Rava agrees with Abaya's assessment of his case, namely that there is Kavana Lepu'ula. The only thing is that Rava says, I don't care. He doesn't really say I don't care, meaning he says, fine. There's no difference, no discrepancy in the pa'ula. It's still misasek. Why? Ba'al prat misasek. It's only you, Abaya, who have a problem because you're interested in misasek fitting into the principle of melech z'mashevas al satorah. We have two different conceptions about what misasek is, what it's supposed to accomplish, what its relationship is to shogeg. So you see explicitly in the Ramban that these two things go hand in hand. That the debate between Abaye and Rava is a debate not about evaluating Chatichas Tolush, as opposed to Chatichas Mechubar, and how it stands vis-a-vis Hagbah Sakin. And that's true, and same with regard to the Rimigash as well. Both shitas that are explicit about there being a fundamental argument between Abaye and Rava, both of them assume that there's a huge discrepancy, just that the discrepancy is different. For the Ramban, it's that according to Rava, it's Osa Maisa. And according to the Rimigash, everything is shifted in the other direction. Namely, it's not that Rava says, oh, it's Osa Maisa, and Abaya says you need a different Maisa. It's that for Abaya, if all you needed was a different Maisa, then maybe Chatichas Talush and Chatichas Mechubar would qualify. But what you really need is that there shouldn't be a Maisa, Kavanah LaMaisa at all. So basically, the discrepancy has to be vast, bein l'Rimi Migash, bein l'Ramban, but as to whether or not it's, you know, Abaya agrees with Rava but, or Rava agrees with Abaya but, there we have two opposite formulations in the Rimi Migash and the Ramban. As we also have two opposite formulations about Ba Prat Masasek. I mean, for the Rimi Migash, it's Dafka l'Abaya. For the Ramban, Abaya doesn't need it. For Abaya, it's Melech Mashavas Asra Torah, and it's Dafka for Rava. Okay. But in any case, we can already see that there is a major debate here, both in reading each Abaya and Rava, that's the argument between Rashi and Tosas, and the Machlokas between Abaya and Rava, right? The debate between the Ramban, the Rimigash, possibly the Rambam, and opposed to some of the other Rishonim, who clearly understand that the argument is either completely local about certain cases, or maybe a little bit broader about halachic meisim versus physical meisim, or maybe even a little broader than that about what you need to create the misasek that we all agree is operating here. We all agree about the misasek, we just argue what the criterion to establish that misasek really is. Okay, let's continue just to get to the Shach Matari first, but already we have an outline of some of the major issues and some of the major shittas, which will save us time going forward. Go ahead. Where are we up to? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Okay, the rest we actually, we've gone through, correct? Okay, so let's just skip to Ayin Gimel and Aleph. Yeah, I think so. Okay. Here again you have the discrepancy between Shabbos and what? And Shar Mitzvahs. But the Shar Mitzvahs turns out to be Chalav Marayas, which is a problem, and that's the problem built in already to the Gemara in Croesus and Sanhedrin, namely, Eitan, how would you, what's the problem? Yeah, the Gemara speaks about Misasek, and yet the problem is that it formulates two extremes, neither of which seems to be in the mainstream. Right? That's two extremes are. Shabbos, right? Because that's Melech Machshev is also Torah. This is according to some Rishonim. Right? And that's indeed, that's the formulation that is used in Krisus and in Bava Kamma. Right? Bava Kamma Chavav in the basic, Mar says, Misasek Shabbos is Patur. Lexamashev is also Torah, and that's what the Gemara says in Krisus, that's from Nachman as well. And then the other one, of course, is Chalav Marayos, which appears to be the exception in the other direction, Chikain Nana. And that's what the Gemara quotes also in, again, Krisus and in Sanhedrin. Okay, that's a big problem. Go ahead. Okay, so again, that's what we just noted before. This implies that the debate isn't just about Hagbah and Chaticha, but it still could be about physical versus halachic definitions, or it could be about whether or not you require a discrepancy in the Maisa or not. It doesn't have to go as far as to say that it's a machlokes, like the Ramban and Rimi Gash understood it, each according to his own way, about the quality of the Misasek. But of course, this is a very important Gemara. Just as Chatichas Tolish and Chatichas Mechubar is an important Gemara for itself, in other words, for understanding the nature of Chatichas Mechubar, which is basically Melech as Kotzer, whether Kotzer is fundamentally different than Chatichas Tolish, so too this Gemara becomes very important when you go back to it in terms of the Inyanim of Hotza. Right, to what extent is Shnayim really Bechlal Dalid, or is there really a tremendous discrepancy between one and the other? I mean, just very quickly even, there's a huge debate among the Rishonim about Dalad Amos versus Arabin. Actually, the Ramban already quotes it on this daf, on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph in the Mishnah. It seems like Otzam versus Roshus and Dalad Amos versus Arabin are fundamentally different. In one case, you have Chiluf Roshuyos. In the other case, you just, in the same Roshus, so you're just going a certain distance. It's just a Shior. Right? So some Rishonim say the Ramban Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the Balamor in the beginning of Azorek. Some of them suggest that Dalad Amos Rishus Arabin is also Chiluf Roshuyos. Since we say that Chatz Shaladim Konelo and Dalad Amos, everybody has Dalad Amos Rishus Arabin, so every Dalad Amos constitutes a different Rishus. That's the Balamor and the Ramban. That's a group of Rishonim. So if that's true, then we have to ask ourselves, is a Shtayim Bechlal Dalit really? In the same sense that, that other Chatzishirs, let's say, are Chatzishir. Because till you reach the point of Dalit, basically there's a qualitative gap, not just a quantitative one, if you take that position. That's a very important question. It also has to do with the Gemara earlier in the Masechta, again on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. I'm not going to go through it now, but the Gemara has Gemara's trying to figure out whether or not we have cases where this Hotzah, when you go from when at some point after leaving one Rishus, you're walking in a place of Heter, and only later on you reach the place where, if you were to accomplish a Hanacha, you would be Chai. This is the Gemara in the Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara discusses Midihava Mavre Chepetz Rishus Arabin Avagav the Kamed Nokat the Ozil Potter Ki Manachle Chayev Achanami Loshna. The Gemara says Midami Hasan Kohech the Manachle Makom Chiyuvu. Mm-hmm. Let's go back and forth. Seems to be discussing the relationship between Toch Dalet Amos and other situations of Ptur. That's one Gemara. Then the Gemara is in Hazorek also, where especially the Gemara at the end of Hazorek, where the Gemara discusses the Tchiloso, V'sofo, B'shgaga. So again, the Gemara wants to discuss what happens if you go part of the way, Moshus HaRabim, B'mezid, but not to the point of Dalet Amos, and by the time you hit Dalet Amos, you're already B'shgaga. Things of that sort. There are a number of Gemaras. The point is that this Gemara has to be integrated with those Gemaras. If you took the position that Dalet Amos Moshus HaRabim is Dalet Amos, it's not Chilu Peshuyos, so then the base and the gimel and the gimel and a half and the gimel and three quarters and the dalet minus x, whatever it is, all that is leading up to the dalet in a quantitative way. On the other hand, I say if it's the discrepancy between chilu freshus and non chilu freshus, then there's a qualitative leap. So whether or not you would compare all these cases in the Gemara, chatichas, talush, and mechubar, zrika, L'rushus ha-poteres and l'rushus ha-chiyu. Tiltul, toch, and la'achar dalid would depend on some of these issues. So it's a very important shakal kari. Okay, continue. So this is, of course, the Gemara that we've discussed many times already. Of course, the suggestion here about Shiurim is not the same as the question that the Rishonim asked. And what about the Yodalei, the Shabbos, but he doesn't know about the Shiurim? That's not the issue here. Right, Eitan? Shiurim means? It's from the Misasek. Correct? And that's different than what the Tosas Reed and the Tosas Yishanim and the Ramban ask on Samach Tesomel Al. It sounds the same in the Gemara. If you just read the Gemara, you say, oh, what are the Rishonim talking about? The Gemara asks this question. Obviously, we're dealing with two different issues. Okay. So just to backtrack now. So we have this sugya. Then we have the sugya in Krisos. What's there? In the Mishnah, on Yud Tesomel Aleph, right? Sorry? Yeah. That's earlier you have the Machlokes Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. By Rabbi Yeshua, this is the Mishnah we discussed in the beginning of the year, says that Ba refers to Yediyah Sachet. Right? Even if he knows Mimanavshaf that he violated, but he doesn't know what, he can't identify what he violated. So the halacha is that he is Potter Min HaKarban. Ba ad sheyivada, right? Bameh chata. That's Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. So the Mishnah says, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with that pasuk? So the Mishnah says, ba pratel misasek. What's not clear is, and what does Rabbi Yeshua do with misasek? Correct. That's problem number one. And problem number two is that in the Shakal Tari of the Gemara, you have Ba Pratel Misasek on Yud Tesomel Beis, but then you have what you just pointed out, Rav Nachman Salacha of Melech Marsevus Astra Torah, contrasted with Misasek B'Chalav Marayah Shekeinene, both of which appear to be exceptions, and the question is, what about the rule in between? Okay. So these are the problems. Our job is to figure out, A, what is the technical and conceptual difference between Shogeg and Misasek. We know that Shogeg is Chayav Karban. We know many cases of Shogeg. Right? The question is, when does Shogeg end and when does Nisasek begin, practically? That's one question. For that, the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas in our sugya is very, very important, as we already noted. The second closely related question is, what is the conceptual relationship between Nisasek and Shogeg? At minimum, we know that Nisasek is not Chayiv Karban. Right? What about beyond that? Is it just not Chayiv? Is it a Shogeg, but a more moderate Shogeg, and therefore you just potter about Karban? I mean, it's one notch lower, maybe in the cases, and therefore in the consequences. Or is Nisasek qualitatively different? There's no Karban because it's not like Shkaga. It's not a moderate Shkaga. It's not a Shkaga at all. If it's not a Shkaga at all, well, what would you say about it? Eitan? Right, and as a Shkaga clearly has a Maisa Avera. The Maisa Avera is Mitzurah to the Gavra. His lack of Zadon is responsible for not being Chayiv, you know, an Onesh. Right? Even then, the question is, you know, is it the same Maisa Avera as B'nai Zid? Is it a different Maisa Avera B'nai Zid? Possibly, as we noted, that's the issue of Yona. Alechai? Possibly that's the issue of Daniel. Sammy? Tana de Bechizkia. Right? To say Chai de Nisos Shogegin Pturin. They seem to assume that even though you don't get the Chi of Misa, the Maisa Vera is the same Maisa Vera. Whereas one could have said, and if you argue with Tana de Bechizkia, one could say, that when you do an action b'shogeg, the issue isn't only the question of what onus you get, it's whether it's considered to be the same Maisa Avera or not. Okay, but at least according to Tana Bechizkia, it's easy to say that shogeg is a full Maisa Avera in every respect. The lack of zadon is just affects the onish question. So you don't get mazid, onish mazid, and you do bring a karban. However, in the Sasek, where you don't bring a karban, so it isn't just a notch lower, but basically it remains an Maisa Avera, maybe even the same Maisa Avera still. Or is it a different level of Maisa Avera, or maybe no Maisa Avera at all? The reason there's no Karban is because there is no Maisa Avera. Again, we do say, Al Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha, you know, Be'onez Suberatzon, certainly the Shogeg, of course. What about the Nisasek? Is there Tshuva? There's certainly no Karban. Is there Tshuva? Is there Maisa Avera? Is there Kamlei B'drabamidei? Right? What about Nat Chayvim Misa Shogim Pturim? But Misasek? Let's say he was a Rotzeach B'Misasek. Or he violated Shabbos B'Misasek. Is there Kamlei B'drabamidei or not? That we don't know. So the question here is to figure out, A, technically the line between Shogeg and Misasek. We already have the Rashi and Tosis, and we're not going to finish it today, but Thursday, hopefully, when we finish up, we'll amass the other evidence too, Rashi and the Shidim Kubetzes and Tosis and Krisus and Shavuos. What are the cases that they're comfortable with in terms of Misasek as opposed to Shogeg? But that's the technical question, factual question. Then comes the next question, is that drop-off from Shogeg to Misasek a qualitative drop-off in terms of Maisa Avera? Okay. Now, there could be an in-between position. We've mentioned it before, both with regard to Anus and other things. Yeah. Maybe there is a Maisa Avera, but the tziruf between the Avera and the Gavra is the problem of Misasek. That might have a similar effect in some halachos and different in others. For example, in Kamlei B'Drabamidei, that would be an interesting open question. Is the point in Kamlei B'Drabamidei that you did this capital action, or that a capital action cannot also be the source for a financial penalty or financial obligation? Is it within the Maisa or is it within the Gavra? Not clear. There may be other nafkamina too. And of course, the factor of Eitan. What factor also may be very helpful here, Jay? If we're talking about the tziruf problem, Sammy? Shekeinene may be a critical factor if the problem of misasek is a tziruf problem. That's how we would explain the exception of shekeinene. May very well depend on what the problem of misasek is generally. Okay, so these are all issues to look at, to contend with. If there is a debate about misasek, namely Abaya versus Rava, or Rav Nachman versus Abaya and Rava, or if there are two dinim of misasek, so then the same question just has to be raised in a more complex way. Namely, as far as the issue of Maisavera, Tsiru Plagabra, Ptur Kavana, Ptur Karban, or Choser Less Kavana, as far as that is concerned, how does it play out in Abaye V'Rava, in Abaye V'Rava and Rav Nachman, in Melech Machsheves versus Bra Pa'ba, Pratim Misasek? Okay, these are all the questions that need to be looked at. In terms of details, so let's just sum up the major shitas that we know, and then we'll add a few more details, hopefully finish up, if we can, on Thursday. Okay. So the clearest shita, in a way, Eitan, which would you say? Is Tosfos. Tosfos is very explicit, all over Shas. I mentioned Ksuvos, Shavuos, several times here in Shabbos, Ayin Beis Omen Beis, Ayin Gimel Omen Aleph, Ayin Hei Omen Aleph, priests all over the place. Tosfos is very, very clear about this. Namely, summarize Tosfos Shita.
There was two different types of misasek, specific ones that were specific on the last Shabbos,
and there's a general one. Okay, so there's the Abayin Rava one, Bob Prat Misasek, which is called Torah Kula, and then there's Melech Smachshevas of Shabbos. Correct? And what is the, which is which?
When you want to do nice stuff, when you do it with the wrong object, and you want to...
Yeah, correct. Lo ola, let's call it like Tosas does. Lo ola machshavto. I mean, it's an amazing thing. You really have to, you know, appreciate it. Tosas came up with this doctrine. They're consistent about it. You know, just from trying to resolve the discrepancies in the Gemara. It's so not clear in the Gemara that this is so, but it's a very attractive position. But this is this became the doctrine of Bali Tosfos. They swear by it. They live by it. Okay. Two misaseks, based on resolving the sugyas. So lo ola machshavto is a special halacha on Hilchos Shabbos. Right? A discrepancy in which cheftza, even though there's no discrepancy in maisa or in Chiyuvim Ptur, right? Lo ola machshavto is still going to be Potter Nechol Shabbos Midim Alachs Machshavos. But if you need a misasek of Kol Tara Kula, so what do you need there? So at least Tosfos doesn't think you need the discrepancy of Chetzas, but you do need the discrepancy of Chiyuvim Ptur and of, depends, Ravaya Maisa. For Rava, it's not clear whether Rava argues on which point Rava argues, correct? But at least Chiyuvim Ptur you require that discrepancy, possibly for Abaya more, maybe even for Rava more if they argue about the detail. Okay. This is the view of Bali Tosfos. And that's how they explain also, that's how they explain here on Ayin Beis, that's how they explain Ayin Gimel, that's also how they explain Ayin Hei Omen Aleph, which is very important. What's Ayin Hei Omen Aleph? Read that Tosfos very quickly. Read the Gemara very quickly and then the Tosfos. But the Gemara uses the expression misasek there, right? Yeah. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the way, the Rambam passes this way or not? Okay, it's not for now, but does Rambam pass it that way? Anybody know?
Yeah, he does.
Who said that? Michael?
He does, but he includes Shiva as Dulei Karka.
That's the interpretation of the Magen Mishnah. Right, but the problem is, the Rambam Paskin's Ein, you're absolutely correct, Ein Disha Ligidulei Karka. And then the very next halacha, what does he do? He says, Mefarek, if you're Mechalev, if you milk a cow, right? Or you're Mefarek, or you're Motzi Dam. That's Mefarek, which is a told of Dosh. You know, on the surface of Nakidulei Karka. So all the notes that Caleb say, that's a stira mina yobei. So the Kesem Mishnah, Magen Mishnah, most of the Mefarshim say for the Rambam that animals are in the category of Gidulei Karka. They grow on a farm, right? Okay. Rabbi Avraham and Rambam has a very famous other ants. Anybody know? Go ahead. Yeah. Even though the Av, Ein Disha, the Gidulei Karka, the told of Mefarek, doesn't have to be limited to Gidulei Karka. That's an amazing shita. Right? That a tolda could not be held by the seemingly higher standards of the Av is a problem. But we'll get to that when we get to Avos and Toldos. But it's based on this Gemara. Go ahead. Okay, that's one possibility. Okay, here's where this is relevant to our sugya. We're saying that Pitzo Chai is Misasek Eitzel Netilas Neshama. Correct? Go ahead. Va'abaya. Okay. The quality of the dam is better when it's alive. And this, of course, is one of the major Gemaras about Psikresha Delo Nichalev, which is why we're going to use it as a staging ground for discussing Inibiskaven Psikresha and Tzricha Legufa. Okay. But for our purposes, the important thing is, the Gemara said, Afilu Temu Shepetzo Chai, right? Even though he's doing Tilas Neshama, Misasek Hu Eitz on the Tilas Neshama. On the Tilas Neshama part, he is Misasek. Okay. And how does Rashi interpret that? So basically, it's a lack of Melechas Machsheva, it's a lack of Kavana. Okay. And how does Tosfos interpret? What's the problem? The problem is the Gemara increases. Very important Gemara. That same Gemara about Rav Nachman has a case of Mila. Right? Taos Bidvar Mishnah, Bidvar Bar Mitzvah. Right? And what's the common denominator, as Tosfos points out? Atomic Yolif Ba'oreg. Sure, in the scavenge. Come on, question mark. Mashma. Bikitsur, so what is Tosa saying here? Even though the Gemara says Misasek, and Rashi interprets Misasek here in terms of Melechus Machshavas, Tosa says that's a problem, because if it was really a problem of Melechus Machshavas, it could have been Chayiv and Chovel. Why? Because the common denominator between Mekalkel and Misasek. But the Gemara says there, the Gemara really says it, right? The Gemara says that Misasek, if it's Melech Mashav, it's Asur Torah, so it should be Chayiv B'Kabbalah, just like Mekalkel is. So since the Gemara says that, and that would not work here, it must be that we're dealing not with Misasek of Melech Mashav, it's Asur Torah, but a Misasek B'Chol HaTorah Kula. There's an added Chiddush here, a little bit of an added Chiddush here as well, namely, that Dover She'enu Miskavein is defined here as misasek b'chol haTorah kula. Thus, we know that Dov Shein Miskavin is mutter, according to we paskin like Rav Shimon. There's a debate between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon whether Dov Shein Miskavin is mutter or aser. We paskin like Rav Shimon that it's mutter. Does that mean that it's misasek? Or is that a separate category called Dov Shein Miskavin? What Tosa says is reasonable, but it's not obvious. Tosa says Dover she'enu miskavein is the equivalent of misasek. The twins are not exactly the same. Usually misasek is I'm osek in A, or trying to be osek in A, and I end up not doing A, but doing B. Right? Again, like the cases that we're dealing with, the classic cases of misasek. I'm trying to do one thing, and I end up not doing that, but doing something else. The classic case of Dover She'enu Miskavein is I'm doing one thing and I'm only interested in that one thing. I'm not interested in the byproduct or other things that you know that come along the way. I end up doing the thing that I want to do, but there are byproducts. In theory, that could be better or worse than the classic Misase. Right? It's better. That there's more reason to be mechayev you, because exactly, there's no mishap or misstep here, right? You were trying to do A, you ended up doing A. The question is about the byproduct that you were trying to ignore that comes along with it. That isn't the psik resha necessarily till the end of the sugya, right? We'll leave psik resha out of it for the moment, but there's no mishap. So from that point of view, you could say, well, you know, you didn't make any mistakes. This is a byproduct of your action. The byproduct of your action is something you're responsible and mitzuref to as well. In that sense, it is less than a classic misasek where you are misacting. You're trying to do A and you end up doing not A at all, but B. On the other hand, excellent, exactly. In the case of classic misasek, if you just pass the first point of the mishap or the misaction, so if you ask, what am I doing, or what did I do, I tried to do A, but what did I do? B. Mitchil v'yad sof, I did B. Whereas in the case of Dov Shein Miskavein, I tried to do A, and I did A, and B remains the byproduct. You wouldn't say, you did B. I didn't do B, I did A. B is its byproduct. In that sense, Dover She'enu Miskavein is even more of a distraction. Because I end up doing, you could label what I did, you could define what I did as A. And you could just continue to close your eyes to B. Or at least view B as some byproduct, not view B as the main event. So it's not, my point is, there are reasons to look at Dover She'enu Miskavein's relationship to Shogeg and Misasek's relationship to Shogeg as even being better or worse. Maybe it's an evenly matched analysis, which is why the Balitosis are comfortable saying that it's equivalent. But it's not obvious at all. Yeah.
Isn't the way that Rebbe described Dov Shein Miskavein the same way that Rashi described the Sasek case? I intend to do, I intend to take the night that I do, but I just happen to cut something on the way.
Is it clear that you pick up the knife on the way? What? The knife was there, and you reached down for it. Did you end up picking up the knife and cutting something, or did you end up just ripping something? Is that clear, Rashi, 100%? I was wondering about that. Right. Well, that's important, though. What I'm saying is...
So if you did pick up the knife, would that be the other thing?
But there's still a small difference anyway, and that is that in the case of Dov Sheni Miskaven, the byproduct is something that is you can anticipate to begin with. It isn't a psik ratio, but it's anticipatable. Here, it's a distraction. It's still different, but I'm also not sure about that other point.
Vegetable garden might be interesting.
Say that again?
Cutting a vegetable when you pick up a knife from a crowd, I don't know the exact details of the case, that could also be anticipated.
That could also be?
It might also be easy to anticipate.
Well, only if you do a misstep. I don't think we ever anticipate missteps, unless you're very cautious. Maybe a cautious person does. But what I'm saying is it's still different than Gorer, Adam, Safsal, and he knows that he's dragging this object. He doesn't know whether it will or won't make a charitz, but it might. He knows that it might. He's considered that it might. He's just not interested in it. In one case, I'm doing A and I'm not interested in B. And whatever you say about the Nisase case, the focus ends up being more on B than on A. If on a certain reading of Rashi, that's absolutely true. I'm not sure about the question that you raised before. I've wondered about it. I'm not really so clear on it. It is closer. I agree with you. It's closer.
Just the fact that he used a knife in particular, as he was lifting a knife, he sort of cut something else out.
Maybe. You might be right. But even then, I'm just pointing out there's still a difference. Not as big a difference, I agree. Okay. In any case, what emerges according to Tosas is that Dovr Shein Miskaven is the equivalent of Misasek of Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, there's no problem of Chovel Umavir. Okay. Again, is it possible that Rashi, here again is simply Lashitaso. Rashi doesn't believe in two dinim of Nisaseh. Okay, we'll get back to that. Okay. So if there are two dinim, according to Bali Tosas, which is what emerges in all Shas, so one is a universal halacha, and one is a special halacha in Shabbos. I should add, the Rashash in Shavuos, Daf Yutes, we'll stop in like a minute, but the Rashash in Shavuos, Daf Yutes, did I give you a look at that or not? I did. Okay, good. So what does he say? See?
He says that even the Rav Kalmus Asik side for Tosos is also specific in only in Shabbos.
Yeah. It's not based on the Tosis, the main Tosis there, on Yud-Tes and Aleph, where Tosis again develops the concept of two Misaseks, but on the continuation of Tosis, when Tosis speaks about the case of Nela Mimenu Tumaso V'Nichnas L'Mikdash. So the Rashash thinks that really there are two dinim of Misasek. This he says within Bali Tosis. I don't buy it. I just think it's not consistent with Tosis in Shavuos or Tosis anywhere else for that matter. But the way that he formulates it, these are two dinim within Ochel Shabbos. I says, well, what are you going to do with the discrepancy, the shekeinene, and the ba, which seems to call it Torah Kula? So the Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah already tells you that Nisasek has a special role in Shabbos. And then, that's what we mean when we say, Kalom Barayah Shekeinene. We don't really mean Shekeinene. We mean, as opposed to Ochel Shabbos, which is Melachim Ochel Shabbos Asa Torah. It's very unattractive. But it is a Shita. Within Ochel Shabbos, there are two dinim. So within Ochel Shabbos, there is Lo'ola Machshavto, which is Melachim Ochel Shabbos Asa Torah. And then there is a Ba, Prat Misasek in Ochel Shabbos, which is the discrepancy of Chiyuv and Ptur. Okay. Two dinim within Ochel Shabbos itself. But it certainly doesn't sound that way in the same Yavatosis and Dov Sheni Miskaven and so on. If there are two dinim within Ochel Shabbos, and especially, or even if there are two dinim within Ochel Shabbos, and certainly if there is one halacha in Ochel Shabbos and one out, so then the question is just difference in terms of Chiyuv and Ptur, but Melachas Machshavas Asra Torah extends Nisasek, the same Nisasek. One concept of Nisasek, just Sasek has to be different than Shogeg. Right? So in Kol Torah Kula, it has to be a more clear-cut difference. And in Ruchos Shabbos, because of Melechus Machshavas Lasser Torah, so the concept of Shkaga even requires a higher level or a different standard, and therefore more will fit into Misasek. But basically, it's one Misasek, just two different criteria. Same idea. That's certainly possible. It's possible that Melechus Machshavas works that way. Or two different criteria, two different concepts. In other words, one closer to Shogeg, the other more of a Hafkas Maisa Aveira. So what do you think? Who talks about it? Yoni? That's the famous Rabbi Kibeger. And in which direction does he make the distinction? The way you would have or not? First of all, I'm just curious. There's no right answer, just... Yeah? Wow. Okay, I'm impressed. Anybody else want to weigh in on that before Yoni tells us what he says? Anybody read Rabbi Kivager and was surprised or not? Moshe? No? You didn't see Rabbi Kivager or you weren't surprised? Oh, you didn't see it yet. Ami? What? Okay, of those people who've seen it, Elichai? Eli? Oh, a lot of people did not see Rabbi Kivager. Dovi? Saw it? Alan?
No.
Oh. Okay, you know, so I'm not going to, maybe I'll just mention the direction, the details. You should just look it up, you know, for Thursday, because it's a very, very, it's one of the most famous Chuvas Rabbi Kivager ever. Anybody who saw it want to weigh in on the other side before we, Daniel, go ahead. You're surprised. Okay. So Yoni, what's the, I just want to make sure it's like a sanity check for me. So, you know, if either you're being nice or, if you're being honest, even better. If you're being nice, you're just nice. Okay, go ahead, Yoni, go ahead. What does he say?
The more Machshavas Misasek is a call of the Maisavera, but
right.
The Misasek, also Kula, is a Maisavera.
Just a pure karma. But that was okay with you. Not just upon further reflection, but immediately you thought that was the direction to go. Yeah. Good, I'm saying you're in the company of Rabbi Kivager, you know. You could be either in my company or Rabbi Kivager's company. If I were you, I'd rather be in Rabbi Kivager's company too. Okay. Well, what motivated Rabbi Kivager to say it?
The
Sugya in Bava Kamma. Okay. What happens in the Sugya in Bava Kamma? And everybody will look at it for Thursday. It's yeah, what's the case? The guy steps out, he has a stone on his lap, and he, you know, he's sleeping or whatever, or he gets up without thinking, and the stone falls down in his mazik. So what does the Gemara there say? You're potter if it's Shabbos, and it doesn't malacha, you're potter mishum malachas machshavas al shatara. And then what does the Gemara also say? However, in nezek, you're chayiv. So Rabbi Kivager asked the question, according to Bali Tosis, right, isn't that, well, why is that a case of Melech Machshavas al Shatorah? What did Bali Tosis say? That Lo Ola Machshavto is the case of Melech Machshavas al Shatorah. Right? But Niskaven Liptur, or Lo Niskaven Lemaisa Bechlal, never mind Lo Ola Machshavto, a different Chavtza. That's a Bayavarava. That's Ba Prat Masasek. That's the question of Rabbi Kivager. So why did the Gemara there, according to Bali Tosas, Dafka quote Melech Machshavas, it should have gone for the universal principle? So he says an amazing answer. Okay, what's the amazing answer? And what's that to do with the Gemara Bava Kamma? He has a certain reading in the Gemara Bava Kamma, which is not... There are certain assumptions here also which are not obvious, but there's a certain reading in the Gemara Bava Kamma which is ingenious, but questionable.
Right, therefore, it's not going to be concerned by Sadeira, and therefore you're going to be doing no more than you want.
Yeah, how's he reading the Gemara? The Gemara says like this. If you get up, so Shabbos, you're Potter, you're Zikin, you're Chayim. For Chamisha Dvarim, you're Chayim. For Golos, you're... Exactly. The Pashas of the Gemara isn't necessarily that way. The Pashas of the Gemara is a guy... The Gemara wants to know if a person is, stands up and he has a rock on his lap. And by doing that, it causes problems. So in various tchumim, in halacha, are you chayiv or are you potter? It's not a single case, where this where five things happen at the same time. The simple question is, it's a legal, conceptual question. If you did this action, what is the result in Hilchos Shabbos? What's the result in Hilchos Nisei Mamon? What's the result in Hilchos Chovel? What's the result in Hilchos Galus? And the answer is yes, no, 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 yes, right, etc. That's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Kivager says no. What the Gemara had in mind was the guy gets up and he does this and five things happen at the same time. And the question is, what are the Gayanim going to do with him? So what does the Gemara say in that case? That he's Pater from Hilchos Shabbos, but he's Chayiv in Nezek. So Rabbi Kivager says, how could that be? So we say, like Tan Bechizkia, Chayvei Misos, Shogegim, Peturim. So if he's Potter in Hilchos Shabbos, nonetheless, he should still be Potter in this Kemamon because of the principle of Kamalei B'Ravamine. So how can the Gemara say that even though he's Potter in Hilchos Shabbos, right, nonetheless, he's Chayiv B'dinei Nezek? That's Rabbi Kinegar's reading of the Gemara. It's about a single case. Not what is the status in this and that and the next thing. It's just ingenious. Again, you have to have a certain kind of brilliant mind to, even when you have a problem, to solve it in this way. So Rabbi Kinegar says, so now that's the answer. It's hard to know which came first. But that's the answer to the question. Why did the Gemara quote Misasek, Melech Mavsheves, Asra Torah? Why did they say Ba, Prakul Misasek? Because had it been Ba, Prakul Misasek, says Rabbi Kivager, it would have been a Maisa Veira with a Ptur Karban. Now, part of his reconstruction backwards, undoubtedly, but there's also, I think, two elements to recommend this approach. Number one, the Pasuk Ba, Prat L'Masasek, is a Pasuk relating to Karbanos, the Karban Chatos. So it tells us the condition is not necessarily a shear on the Maisa Avera, just like according to Rabbi Yeshua. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Ad Sheivada B'mechata. That's also derived from Ba. Are you going to say that Ad Sheivada B'mechata, it's not considered a Maisa Avera? Kasa Shalom. What do you say? It's a condition for Chiyuv Karban. The Maisa Avera is complete. However, it's Patur Mina Karban Ad Sheivada B'mechata. So that's Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ba Pratul Misasek. Same idea. I don't remember if Rabbi Kivager, I don't think he supports it based on the comparison to Rabbi Yeshua, but I think that would recommend this idea. Namely, Rabbi Eliezer said a different shot, a different Ptur Karban, like Rabbi Yeshua, but of course not Mukhrach, you could say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Ba is clearly just a Ptur Karban, and according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's Hafkas Maisadeir, so you'd even get to the point of the Karban. It's possible. But at least, in terms of the symmetry of it, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, this makes a lot of sense. Ba, Prakta Misasek. That's a Ptur. It's not much different than Shkaga. The Maisa is still a Maisa Vera. They should say Kavalei B'Ravamineh. I think that's point number one. Point number two is the reason that Yoni likes it, I think. Well, let me explain the reason not to like it first, and then we'll explain the reason to like it. What's the reason not to like it, Daniel? This distinction. Yeah, if you take the one that is limited to Hilchos Shabbos, is the one that pushes it closer to Shkaga in the hierarchy of things. Lo olam achshavto. So if I had to say, let's take a baya, contrast it with a baya. Or in the case of a baya, what are the three discrepancies between Misasik and Shogeg? Take a baya according to Rashi. Okay? Right? Isur and Heter, Isur and Heter, right? One Chetza and the other Chetza, and one Maisa and a different Maisa. So if you had to ask, if I was asking you, That's one misasek. Then comes the other misasek. No discrepancy in the maisa, no discrepancy in the chiv and the p'tur. Just lo ala machshavto, different chafza. Pick up the wrong object, the wrong makubar. If I ask you, which of these is closer to shogeg, which of these is closer to being a mishap, a misfiring on the maisa level, what would you have said? Yoni. Without betraying Rabbi Kivegra, I'm saying. We're going to come back to justify Rabbi Kivegra anyway, probably for the reason that you liked him to begin with. What? Yeah, clearly Abaya is much more distant from Shkaga than Rav Nachman is. So one would have thought, just on pure brute force of the equations here, one would have thought if there's a misasek, right, where there's no maisavera, and there's another misasek where there's a p'tur, I would have said, right, the greater the discrepancy, the more likely the hafkas maisavera, the smaller the discrepancy, the more likely we deal with the p'tur. That doesn't work in with this Gemara Bava Kamma, clearly. But there is another side of the coin. In addition to the limud point, ba, and the symmetry between Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, there's another factor, which is very, very crucial, and which I think I have to say for Rabbi Kivegra, namely, Yoni, why do you think that Rabbi Kivegra is intuitive?
Well, I just thought that because, I mean, Mashiach seems to be like a defining standard for what Mashiach.
Excellent. The question is, how do you look at Melechas Machshavas? When we say that Melechas Machshavas is a p'tur and Nuchas Shabbos, so there are always two ways to look at it. One is exactly on the chiyuv and p'tur level. What we're saying is, in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, you have to do more. Or, Melechas Machshavas represents the standard for maisim on Shabbos. A maisa, which is a maisim, kol Torah kula, isn't even a maisa Nuchas Shabbos. You need more thought, more intention, right? Or it has to be more constructive. Whatever the case is, whatever Melechas Machshavas is. Without that, the problem isn't one of p'tur. The problem is that's the gold standard for defining what's at stake on Shabbos. Melacha, quote unquote. So if that's the case, even though the discrepancy between Shogeg and Misasek is actually less, but the standard and the way we define actions is more legalistic, more formalistic. The role of Kavana and Machshava is greater in Nuchas Shabbos than anywhere else, not just on the Chiyuv and P'tur level, but defining quote-unquote Malacha. So that's where Rabbi Kivegra comes up with his idea, namely that the Melechas Machshavas Misasek is a Hafkas Maisavera. As for the Abaye V'Rava, that's a P'tur. So Nafkamina will be, number one, Tana Bechizkia. That's his own distinction. Of course, I should add one other thing. And that is that there's another assumption of Rabbi Kinega. Namely, Daniel? Minashachataba? Okay, if it's only a P'tur Karban, but it's essentially the same of Shkaga, then to say that Tana Bechizkia applies to the Asher Ba Prat L'Basasek makes sense. You're right. He's assuming that. That's part of the, pretty much part of the first assumption. But there's another assumption. Namely, I think it's a good assumption, but it is still something to look at.
There's no mice at all in this case.
What do you mean?
Because it isn't a mice for Yadai, and it's not... In the case of Munachava, there's no maisa. There's no maisa there.
And there, what you're saying that there is? Well, he wants to say there's no maisa.
Right.
From a Shabbos point of view.
But he's assuming there's no maisa at all. That's why he's asking the question.
Well, no, that's because Melech Mashavas Asur Torah is always Mafkia, the maisa and the sasa. But what's he assuming? Eitan. That when the Bali Tosas say what they say, which is, there are two types of misasek. One is lo ala machshavto, and the other one is, you know, misaction. And what they mean is that Melechas Machshavas, Asra Torah, applies even to the case of lo ala machshavto. But that certainly the case of Ba, Prat Lemisase, on Shabbos, is certainly a Chisarna Malachas Mach Shabbos. Because the case there isn't the case of Lo'ala Mach Shabto at all. Really. Lo'ala Mach Shabto means he tried to do A, he ended up doing B. Chatach Mechubar Zeh, Ratzah Lachtoch Mechubar Zeh, which is also B'Shabbos, admittedly, the Chatach Mechubar Acher, Lo Ala Mach Shabto. He didn't get what he wanted. The Totsah, so not the Totsah that he wanted. But the Pashto says, you could say at least, it doesn't mean what happened isn't something that he's interested in. It means he wanted A and he didn't get A. Instead, he got B instead of A. In the case of the person who stands up and the Eben falls and so on, would you call that Lo Ala Machshavto? Now, the other assumption of Rabbi Akiva Eger is that the Chlal Masayim Mano, when it comes to these two Misaseis, in Hilchos Shabbos, Ba is also Malachas Machshavto, lack of Malachas Machshavto. That's not so posher. One could have said Malachas Machshavto also Torah is the case of La'ala Machshavto, and if it's not a chisar of La'ala Machshavto, then it's simply the Nisasik of Kol HaTorah Kula, and if the Nisasik of Kol HaTorah Kula isn't Hafkas Ma'isaveira, then there should be Kabbalah B'Rav Aminei. It's important to realize that that's another assumption that Rabbi Kivager makes. Of course, in light of Rabbi Kivager, on the Kol HaTorah Kula side of things, what emerges is that there is a Ma'isaveira. This is how he explains, we're going to stop in literally one more minute, this is how he explains several things. Namely, in the Kol HaTorah Kula side, Daniel? Yeah, so again,
Shuas. That you can have a Chiyuv Kola even with a Sase.
This is a special Ptur, not just a Ptur Karban, a Ptur Karban Chatas, Ba Prat L'Misasek. But if we were talking about Karban Olav Yored and you did it Misasek, not on Shabbos, you'd be Chayiv a Karban Olav Yored. That would be the Halacha in the case of Helamikdash, which also answers the Rashash's question. The reason the Rashash, where he's very bothered, he says, well, what's going on? If it's a Misasek and Kol HaTorah Kula, what about Helen Mikdash for Kadasha? But Rabbi Kivager is telling us that according to Bali Tosas, Lord Prat Misasek is Dafka Chatos. So that wipes out that question. Moreover, what else? There would be a Chiyuv always Lafrushe Meisura. There would become a Rabbinay, there would be a Chiyuv Lafrushe Meisura. Right? And then he talks about, or for example, let's say Shvisa Sa'abdo. Right? Or the Sugya in Brachos, Malovish Kelayim Bashuk. He's Misasek. Is there a Chiyuv Lafrushe Meisura? He's Misasek. Yeah, because it's only a Ptur Karban. Mitzvah Lafrushe Meisura. So all of these things are Nafkamina, and that's how he explains Chametz of Pesach. Namely, Yoni? What's the problem with Chametz Pesach? Rishonim are all bothered. Why is it that some Rishonim think that if you leave Chametz in your home on Pesach, you violate Bayirah Bayimatzeh, even if it's Chametz Sheini Yadua, according to some. But if it's Sheini Yadua, it's Misasek. Misasek should be Potter. Why should it be Chayim for an act of Misasek? Right? So he quotes the Makar Chayim. Kor Chaim is the Nesivus' parish on Or Chaim. On, right? What does the Or Chaim, what does he say, Kor Chaim? Shlomo, you saw it? Saw him give over? Yaakov? No? Okay, well, this will stop either way. But make sure you look at the Rabbi Kivager for next time, even if we don't. We mostly discussed it, but it's very, very important. Eim l'hachshas ha-magen avram d'medame la'ochal chelev v'shogeh. In Kane, Hachaga Bekame, it's Kim Shenon Nenna, Veloka Mekame, and Amaya Asur. Right? So the Rabbi Kinegar's answer to that question is Chametz has nothing to do with Korban. Chametz, the question is whether you violate by Rabbi Motzei or not. Misasek is a Ma'is Aveira. The Misasek of Kol Tzara Kula, at least, is a Ma'is Aveira. What if the Makor Chaim answered the question, Daniel? Anybody know? Very, very famous. Everybody knows? Makor Chaim distinguishes between a chiyuv, a kumbase, and a sheval tase. Here, dafke v'davar she'asra Torah lasas maisa, the zeh minin de lasra Torah lasas maisa, rak b'chavana, v'davar she'en miskavin mutter. But the she'asra Torah davar she'en b'maisa, kigon hacha she'asra Torah she'liya chametz v'beso, afil k'she'en miskavin asra. Kor Chaim is a very important yisod. It says, misasek is going to be potur in a kumbase iser. But in the sheval tase iser, misasek will always be chayev. So actually, the perspective of the Makor Chaim is opposite of that of Rabbi Kinegar. What's he really saying? What is the reason that misasek is potter? Because it's not considered a maisa avera. Good. So if you're talking about a maisa avera, so kumbase that you do b'li kavana, then the b'li kavana makes it no longer a maisa avera. You need standards for a maisa avera. But where the Torah itself says you're chayiv b'shev al tasa, then misasek is not a chisaron. What are you going to say? No ma'isa veira. The Torah is mechayiv without a ma'isa veira. The Torah is mechayiv b'shev al tasa, so misasek is not a chisaron. So dafka the Makor Chaim on the Kol Torah Kula level clearly disagrees with Rabbi Gedeger. Now this argument, whether or not misasek is a chisaron of ma'isa veira or a p'tur korban, as I say, Rabbi Kinegar takes it in one direction, but in theory, that could also be an explanation for both the Rimigash and the Ramban. Because what do we see? That according to the Rimigash, there's a qualitative difference between Abaya and Rava. Correct? In the sense that Abaya is the only real Misasek. And according to the Ramban, same is true, but in the opposite direction. Abaya is actually Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah. Rava is Ba Prat Misasek. So one could suggest that the Ramban in a way is the opposite of Tosis, parallel opposite of Tosis. Two dinim, right? One Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah, the other I didn't call it Torah Kula, but that's good for the debate between Abaya and Rava. I'm sorry. The case of Abaya is one in which everybody will agree is also B'Shabbos. What's the chisaron there? Presumably the Maisa. The case of Rava, that's a special halacha. In the case of Abaya, that's Melech Machsheves Asra Torah. No, I think I said it right. The case of Abaya is Melech Machsheves Asra Torah. Even though, what is the Chisaron? The Maisa. In the case of Rava, it's Ba Prat L'Misase. Even though, as Ramban himself says, Rava agrees to Abaya that there's no discrepancy in the Maisa. So actually, for opposite case reasons, it works out in the pattern of Rabbi Kinegar. The Ptur Melech Machsheves ends up being the one of Hafkas HaMaisa. The Ptur, as a separate Ptur, ends up being the one where it's just a question of Kavana or Olam Achshavto, something along those lines. Except that for a totally different reason. Again, the case of Nisasek, which is Melech, which qualifies as a lack of Melech Machsheves, even had there been no Ba, Prat L'Misasek, according to the Ramban, is the case where there's a chisaron in the Maisa. So good, maybe only in Ochel Shabbos. But in Ochel Shabbos, it's almost the best of Rabbi Kinegar's world. It's Dafke Ochel Shabbos, right? But it's the case of a discrepancy in the Maisa. Whereas you need a Zeres HaKasuv Ba, Prat L'Misasek, to teach you that even a lesser Misasek is also the Kol Torah Kula. So both for the Rimigash and the Ramban, but it's completely different configurations, it's possible to raise this question about the relationship between Misasek and Shogeg, Maisavera, Ptur Karban, and so on. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's finish up as much as we can, hopefully everything on Thursday, and then I'll give you some makaros for Dov Shein and Miskaven.